Hello, my name is Liam, and you're listening to Let's Nurture, the podcast. I want you to take a second and think of the first time you heard the phrase, "There's an app for that." While this started as your typical cute marketing campaign in order to drum up interest in the then-new iPhone, we all know mobile apps have exploded into an industry of immense value, and has become a titan of the technology sector. To give you an idea of just how much money apps generate, apps were worth $1.3 trillion in 2016. For context, the United States itself has an expected federal debt of $3 trillion. Moreover, the current estimated price for the total app economy by the end of 2021 will be $6.3 trillion. How exactly did we get here? Since cell phones are such a normal part of our lives, it's easy to forget how much we rely on them. But where does all this money come from? In order to understand the huge amounts of revenue generated by mobile apps, we need to also understand the history of mobile apps, where they came from, and what apps were like long before their mass popularization with smartphones. Let's go into the way back machine and learn how this once novelty tech idea became an economic juggernaut. Part 1. Steve dreams in 1983. It's difficult to say when the first app was created, or when the idea of mobile applications started to be considered and discussed. However, there are a few details we know for sure. For one, a young Steve Jobs always knew he wanted to create the App Store. He just hadn't discovered the name for his creation yet. According to Apple employees, Jobs would regularly discuss, as far back as 1983, a place or system where software could be purchased over phone lines. It's unknown if then Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak was also on board with the idea of the App Store, or if he was even aware of the idea Jobs had in the first place. While it would be a fairly long time before Jobs would achieve his dream of bringing a digital marketplace to phone lines across the country, he wasn't the only one who was thinking about the possible future of mobile apps. In 1997, the Nokia company became one of the first cell phone providers to include games or apps on their phone. They included a basic version of the arcade game Snake with their Nokia 6110 cell phone. While this was still miles away from the original idea Jobs had suggested in 83, it was a highly successful move by Nokia and planted the early seeds for the later popularity of apps. In one early example of the iPod, Jobs would also include built-in entertainment software, such as the ability to play Brick or Solitaire on iPod Nanos, released between 2001 and 2005. It would take less than 2 years for this niche market of portable entertainment to begin its avalanche of success. Part 2. There's an app for that. After Apple had launched its iPod product in the early 2000s, it soon became apparent that the company would need its own marketplace in order to sell music and music videos to their customers. Shortly after iPod's introduction to global markets, the iTunes Store and iTunes program was launched to help users manage and purchase music through Apple. This was essentially the precursor to the later Apple App Store, but we'll get to that. As Apple took in stride the new success of iTunes and the iPod, Steve Jobs was still struggling to bring to life the idea he had so long ago. Additionally, he was becoming more interested in the world of telecommunication and the internet. Apple had begun internal development of the iPhone around the year 2006, with a formal announcement and release in June 2007. Not only was the device a monumental success, but its inclusion of Apple-developed native applications introduced the market to apps. Apple was on top of the industry. Less than a year later, the App Store, as it's currently known, was launched. Upon release, the Apple Store was a massive update for anyone who owned an iPhone. While there is no first app released on the App Store, this is only because it came preloaded with over 500 apps for users to choose from. How did Apple let its users know about the new craze that would sweep smartphones? With one simple phrase. There's an app for that. Part 3. Angry Birds and Bitter Competitions. While Apple was the first to create a functioning app store, it wasn't long before other companies and competition reared their heads and announced their own app-related news. Google Play, the Amazon App Store, and BlackBerry's App World all rose up afterwards in order to get a taste of the market. But Apple's App Store continued to dominate the market in both free and paid apps, as well as freemium apps, which are free for users to download but have much of their content behind a subscription-style paywall. Within the next year, more apps would be introduced to the Apple App Store and other digital shops, which would become staples of the platform. Additionally, the inclusion of app-related jobs at Apple led to almost 300,000 jobs available at their company and other tech companies as well. This was no longer some pipe dream thought of in a California garage by a young hippie named Steve. This was the idea of a digital marketplace, fully implemented and successful. Another factor into the success of apps was gaming. Mobile gaming has been a billion-dollar industry since at least 2015. One study by DigiCapital found the overall revenue for all mobile games in 2015 was $29 billion. This revenue continued to grow into $45 billion by the year 2018. Additionally, many mobile game developers make money through extra content or downloadable content, typically referred to as DLC. This can be anything from extra items and levels to bonus characters. The user simply pays a fee and is then given access to the content in question. While there's no specific monetary figure we can tie to this practice, Electronic Arts has stated its extra content business is up 21% from previous quarters, which is a major growth for any industry. Part 4. Looking to the future. So now that we know a bit more about the history of applications, as well as how they bring in their revenue, where do apps have to go from there? Admittedly, mobile apps are likely just getting started. Between the current state of the app market, which again is going very strongly, as well as a number of technological innovations which have happened both inside and outside the mobile app industry. For one, the aforementioned Pokemon Go and its usage of augmented reality technology set off a major industry. With several large companies like Amazon and IKEA adopting the technology for its own use. Moreover, the increased usage of AI, machine learning, as well as the improved speeds of 5G networks mean app discovery and data collection is about to accelerate rapidly. Finally, the world of on-demand services is still very much an in-demand thing, as many businesses and consumers alike are still reeling from the economic and social impacts of COVID-19. Clearly, the world of mobile apps has become a full-fledged economy, and it hasn't even come close to being finished. If your own company or business is interested in discovering what a mobile app could do for your business, consider visiting the Let's Nurture website. We offer free consultation for businesses looking to create tech-based solutions every day. My name is Liam, and you've been listening to Let's Nurture, the podcast.